This is The Boss and the Gloss on the Sports Map Radio Network. Live from Radio Row in Arizona, ahead of the big game, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Welcome back. We're broadcasting live from Radio Row here in Phoenix. And joining us now on set is the standout cornerback of the New York Giants, Adoree Jackson. Welcome to the show. Great to have you.
Appreciate you guys.
And former USC Trojan.
Yeah.
I failed to highlight his collegiate history, which, by the way, coincides with Carla's. Yes. So you made this progression from USC, drafted in the first round by the Titans.
Right.
You're now playing for the Giants. Describe the difference of playing for the Titans and coming into the Giants, and how was it with, has it been with the Giants?
I would say the transition from different cities, you know, going from L.A., going to Nashville, not knowing what to expect being in a big city, going to a smaller city, I would say, but having some success there, you know, going to AFC Championship, being in playoffs three of my 4 years there, and then going to New York, which is, I would say, the mecca of football, and, you know, only winning four games. So I think that was more of a shock, you know, coming from two winning programs,
yep,
going there losing, and then this year turning it all around, going to the playoffs and making it to the divisional round, which was a blessing.
So what was the difference this year? How did the Giants make such a big leap?
God just had a little favor for us.
I love that.
I would say, because the games that we lost last year came down to a two-minute, a third down, or just some miscues on situational football. Mm-hmm. This year we were winning those situations, and it helped us get to the playoffs.
Now, your head coach, Brian Daboll, just won Coach of the Year.
Yes.
So surely he's had a big hand. He
for
was
sure.
new this year, and the team really ascended to new heights. What's Brian Daboll like? How does he command the presence of the locker room?
I think he has like an uncle type figure. You know, some people say father figure, but I would say an uncle. Very cool, hip, you know, with the lingo and the culture.
Oh,
and
wow.
Is able to, you know, relate to us in a way that we can be ourselves. And at the end of the day, that lets us gel together as a team, and it helped us win a lot of games.
Well, I definitely see a connection here, Adoree. So when you're with Tennessee, they're going to the AFC, they're winning the AFC South, going to playoff games. You go to the Giants, they have the 1 year, but then all of a sudden they're stars, and Tennessee is now in the tank. So I don't know. I'm just saying, you've got the gold. You bring sunshine.
I
love it.
That.
I love this. How's your knee? You were injured
right
in the Detroit game.
Mm-hmm.
Out quite a while for the MCL sprain.
Yes.
How are you feeling now? You're just ready to kill it?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. It was tough. You know, it's super unexpected, especially we were 7-2. I'm just thinking high waters and thinking like, oh, we're about to have this great season, which we end up having a great season. And then some miscues and adversity. You know, you seen Xavier McKinney.
Yeah.
I go down. And it was just tough. And then just being banged up, you know, around the board in different areas. And then Dave always talk about, you know, adversity is going to hit us at some point. We just don't know when. And he said that April 4th when we came into OTAs. And it hit us at that time. And it tested the storm and we weathered it. And you know, my knee is better. It feels great and, you know, ready, like you said, to attack it.
All right. That's such good news. And you know what? It's great to see. Look how great your season ended being so banged up. So when you all come back together next year and you've got such a healthy roster and you're such a veteran on that, they need you on that secondary for sure. It's real. I mean, sky's the limit.
No, for sure. I think that's one of the great things of knowing that with the pieces that we have and with the coaches, you know, believing in us. You know, I talk about Wink all the time, and that Minnesota game, he said our best players need to step up and play the best, and you know, he paused for a second and then he said, that's all you guys. And you know, when you hear that and you see Cordell Flott, who probably had two snaps prior to making that big breakup on
that
third
was amazing.
Down exactly, and that goes to show the confidence that he has, but and it's helpful.
Oh, this is great.
We're talking to Adoree Jackson, outstanding
for
cornerback
sure.
for the Giants. It's interesting because I guess Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley are both free agents now. There's an opportunity to sign them before or to put a tag on them. Do you envision that they will both be back? They both had good years, although, of course, the Giants did not exercise the fifth-year option on either one of them. So you envision both of them being back in the fold with the Giants?
Yeah, I want them back. I envision that the guys, you know, that offense, you know, the two-headed monsters and Saquon and DJ, it helped us, you know, thrive. I would say without those two, you know, the season wouldn't have been the way it was. You know, DJ being a silent assassin, not saying much, but going out there and producing and being productive and putting his head down and going to work. And then Saquon just being himself, you know, carrying the load. And I think they played off well off each other, kind of like Jordan and Pippen back in the day. And then you got, you know, Dennis Rodman as Andrew Thomas out there doing his thing and holding it down.
No one can be Dennis Rodman, can they?
So it's cool to have those guys on the team and to see the success they had. And, you know, individual success helped us as a team. So I'm thankful to the season that they had.
Well, you know what? It's so easy to be good when everything's going right. And you talked about adversity, and you look at Saquon Barkley, that injury history with the ACL and everything that he's had. That's now in the rearview mirror. And and same with Daniel Jones, more media adversity and, you know, Giants fans adversity. Because,
right.
you know, who thought coming out of Duke, going number six overall, you know, the beginning didn't look so good.
Right.
But he has just quietly put his head down and motored through. And you all play such complementary football that when the defense takes care of it, it makes it easier for the offense and vice versa. So it's really impressive what you're doing in New York. I really love it.
Thank you.
Okay, so you've got a cousin that, you know, is kind of a household name. You want to talk to us a little bit about Lamar Jackson? You got any insight about what he's going to do?
No insight. I just pray, you know, I pray. I know he's going to get what he deserves, but I pray it is you know, everything that he's wished for, and he gets his due diligence because he has been a threat and a dominant force in his league since he got in the league. Really, even before then, I think everybody knew once he got here he was going to cause problems. They just didn't know how. And to see him, you know, win MVP and do the things that he's done in such a short time goes to show, you know, what he can do in the future for any team.
I agree. And, you know, I really admire Lamar for representing himself, he and his mom. Doing it because, you know, at the end of the day, you're the one. You're the athlete. It's your paycheck. It's your health. It's your contract.
Right.
And to be confident enough of, hey, I'm the league MVP.
Right.
I'm a difference maker. I want to be involved in my own negotiations. I mean, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So I think it's really impressive.
I respect it. Yeah.
I do too. Yeah. It's risky, but I do respect it. I think it's really great. Really
Adoree Jackson joining us here on set at Radio Row. He's the cornerback for the Giants. Now, you were here to talk about Porch Pals. Tell us about Porch Pals.
So Porch Pals is basically just an insurance based on any packages that you have that's not required a signature. So that's $500 or less. You know, the story behind that was I bought my dad a pair of Jordans for Christmas.
Aww.
Literally got them on December 19th. I seen the notification that my mail was there. I say, let me go to sleep. I'll get it in the morning. By the time the morning came, my package was gone.
Mm.
Then I had to go talk to the front desk, and they said, you need to file a police report. It was just too much going on. And then coming short, creating Porch Pals, which is insurance that you can get your money back and within 72 hours, if need be, if a package is stolen. So we just launched in California and going nationwide soon. So if you want to read more about it, you know, go to porchpals.com and sign up.
I love it. We're in Houston. We could use some Porch Pals, let me tell you. We got the same thing going on there.
Well, you're not getting elite shoes. I mean, Jordan's delivered, but you've got all kinds of Tory Burch and other beautiful.
Yeah, she might got the Louboutins.
I got some spikes right now.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Adoree might like those.
The Manolos. She might got all the nice
right.
shoes. You know, I know a little bit about
the Louboutins. Who knows what's
exactly.
coming?
So porchpals.com, it's a great way to ensure the package is being delivered to your home. How great.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
No, Adoree, so
what a treat. It's so great to have you and cannot wait for your season next year. Watch out, League. Here you come.
Appreciate it.
Yoo-hoo.
We've had Adoree Jackson here on set with us, and Porch Pal is certainly a great resource for ensuring your items when they are delivered at your doorstep. So those Giants are now part of a division that was NFC least coming in, and by the end of the season, they were the NFC beast. I mean, there's right. no mystery to me. They were so much better than everyone thought they would be.
Beast mode right here. We got it.
Well, Adoree has positioned the Giants, that team, I think next year, presuming they can return Daniel Jones and he can continue to grow, and they can return Saquon Barkley, and when he's healthy, he is exceptional. They've got great firepower there. Darius Slay is also a wide receiver. Mm-hmm. who is going to be a free agent. So they do have some pieces they've got to work to bring back.
Well, and you know, it just shows you at Adoree's college at USC, at the Giants, coaching matters. It matters. It's a difference maker.
Well, Brian Daboll, that is amazing. A big distinction from where they were last year.
Absolutely.
So we are excited to see that. Really appreciate you coming by,
Adori.
Thanks, Adori. Thank you so
great
much.
Great to see you. Wonderful to meet you.
Take care.
Good luck to you. Can't wait to see you on Sunday.